George Manyuma, president of the Hospitality Association of Zimbabwe, told Studio 7 in an interview that as a result of these challenges, more than 200 members of his association are facing a bleak future.
GR, which is average daily rate, has dropped, and it dropped by about 5% 2015 to 2016. In terms of the ADR, revenue per available room, it was a drop from $39 to about $36. Then in terms of occupancies for Q1, which is January, February and March, there was an increase of occupancy from 41% to 42%. But my worry now is, when I look at the figures for May and June, we have had a drop. This is when we started encountering the cash crisis. So I'm anticipating a drop.
Manyuma said the situation is worrying.
We also saw a drop in the average room rate, as well as drop in revenue per available room from about $39 in 2015 to $36 in 2016. Industry occupancy for Q1, which is quarter one, went up by one percentage point from 41% in 2015 to 42%. This is just an overview of the tourism industry performance for Zimbabwe.
He said some of the challenges faced by the sector can be overcome.
The challenges that we are encountering as an industry, when I was coming from Harare going to Mutare, we had 21 roadblocks. And I can imagine if tourists are going to the Eastern Highlands and they are stopped the way we were being stopped, I don't think it's good for our tourism industry. The other challenges that we also have is, you know, our borders. Let's go to Beitbridge border. You spend 11 hours on the border trying to cross. And can you imagine any regional tourist crossing to Zimbabwe? It's not feasible.
Manyuma further said his association has informed the relevant ministry about some of the problems faced by members of his organization. He said the cash crisis is hitting them hard.
He knows that we have really made reports on that we are not happy about that in the industry. Cash crisis as well. You can imagine I was in Vic Falls last week and I encountered quite a number of tourists who wanted cash in our ATMs and we didn't have money. And rightfully, they said, we are not going to stay even for a day. They returned back to their countries. I think we really need support on that.
Lazarus Dokora, while acting Minister of Industry and Commerce, recently blamed the current cash crisis on citizens who do not want to use plastic money.
Being addressed now is that in Zimbabwe, we use more than 85% of our transactions in cash and less than 15% in plastic money. In other countries, their total transactions in cash, they are 12%. And their plastic money transactions, they are around 88%. So basically what it means is we are using more of cash than any other country as compared to plastic money. That's why we have got a lot.
Chikanga Dangamvura, member of the National Assembly, Iso Fungai Mfumi, said the police roadblocks are a noble idea, especially now when there is an armed struggle in neighboring Mozambique.
Who are we to instruct the police to stop their operations? It's of a security nature. They know what they will be doing. And the reason why there is an increase in roadblocks, maybe there's something of security nature which we don't know.
Tourism Minister Walter Mzembi was not reachable for a comment as he was said to be attending crucial meetings. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lweda Moyo.